This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Tuesday, November 5th. Hams sold 9,500 hogs Monday, selling a range of 218 to 245 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,000 head, selling a range of 219 to 245 per CKG. Hams cash hog price today is up and forward contract prices open lower this morning. On Monday, the Canadian dollar is up 19 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3894. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 72.28 cents U.S. The cutout is at a record high for the marketing week, which has been propped up by hams, bellies, and ribs, now trading at or near record highs. Talk that meat buyers were recently caught short during the inventory buildup ahead of the holiday season in the U.S. that would normally be taking place about now likely explains the recent support. The movement in the cutout has supported cash, which is also moving higher once again this week in all regions. Cutout-based pricing for one program is now outperforming the 2022 marketing year. Will the strength of the cutout remain and continue to support cash? Producers looking for clues on cash direction should likely keep an eye on the value of the cutout, and specifically bellies and hams. Yesterday, bellies and hams were $4.64 and $1.69 a hundredweight lower compared to Friday, but one day does not represent a trend. These primals will be watched closely because if they start to lose value with any regularity, it could mean that the meat buyers have shored up their supplies for now. If that is the case, aggressive bidding in the live hog trade could be coming to a close. In any case, the recent moves higher are welcome news to producers who have not seen values this high for the present marketing week since 2022. Meanwhile, customs export data for September was released this morning and showing exceptional volume, 7.6% higher than last year and highest September on record. But all lean hog futures are trading lower this morning. Pre-election positioning, or have the funds started to take profits? It's likely a combination of both factors, but this volatility has been expected.